This is Michelle, and you're listening to Thought, Heart, and Soul. T-D-O-J-C. These letters are for true disciple of Jesus Christ. Ask yourself, do you really have a deep understanding of his walk? Man says he was on earth for about 33 years, and scripture notes in Luke 3 that he was in his 30s when he began teaching, and he taught for over 3 Passovers. So it relates as to the timing before his ultimate sacrifice. Most people know what the word disciple means. Many of us have the knowledge that it means to be a follower, a student, an admirer, a believer. And the list goes on with comparisons and synonyms. The question is, though, what are you a disciple of? So ask yourself again, do you really have a deep understanding of his walk? He laid out a path for us to follow. He gave several examples. Was he born of the flesh? Yes. Did he reveal his emotions? Yes. Was he tempted? Yes. Did he love? Absolutely. To experience hell and death for all of us. Why did he die? He died because we are all infected with the worst disease of all, and that is called sin. His death is a cure. Have you truly accepted his cure in your heart of hearts? So I'll ask you again, do you truly understand his walk? You must understand this if you are a true disciple of Jesus Christ. As a true disciple of Jesus Christ, you should be walking the path he laid out for you. Are you grateful enough to make every effort to walk that walk, love that love, teach what he teaches? Are you on his path, or are you still on your own path? But keep this in mind, there is not an in-between or a bypass. Here's an example. There's a street, there's a sidewalk, and there's grass. Let's say Jesus' path is the sidewalk. If you choose to walk your own way in the street, there is a good chance you can get hit by a vehicle or just be distracted while dodging yourself from getting hit by a vehicle. If you choose to walk your own way on the grass, well, the foundation is not as solid, and you have more of a chance of being unstable and distracted by avoiding divots in the grass or stepping in animal feces. So if you choose to walk and focus on the path that Jesus laid out for you on the sidewalk, know it's a solid foundation, almost no distractions, and a true destination. And if you are distracted while walking on Jesus' path, it's only because of you looking either at the grass or the street. Your focus should only be on Jesus' path. So, I'll ask again, do you truly understand his walk? If you find yourself unsure, maybe it's time to reread and study out John, Matthew, and Luke of the Bible. This way you will know for sure if you are a true disciple of Jesus Christ and understand his walk. This is Michelle, and you're listening to Thought, Heart, and Soul.